WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Look for some rain showers this morning, then turning cloudy, and then this afternoon we could see some thunderstorms roll through too. So not going to be a great day for a picnic. 69 for the high right now, 59 in the NRV, 61 in Lynchburg, 64 in Roanoke. And what is on your mind this morning, Miss Monica?
Oh, I woke up with a tight shoulder this morning. So my left shoulder was like almost, when I woke up, it just like frozen, like stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? What did I do?
So do you need
it was one of those pains.
So do you need Antoine and I to stretch you out like a teddy bear and just pull your arms out?
Maybe.
I'm pulling until she pops. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Absolutely not.
You know, people that pop their shoulders. It's so freaky. But okay.
Or have you ever asked somebody to like pop? Have you ever asked somebody to pop your back?
Uh-uh.
You know where you put your hands behind your head. I had a friend who popped my back, and they like, oh, that feels so much better.
That happened one time, and the pop was so loud it terrified me.
Oh, somebody popped your back.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt great, but it was so loud. I'm like, what if you popped the wrong thing? What
pop
if the
a
wrong
vessel.
Thing I popped? I was terrified. Never again.
I wouldn't do it either.
It was the pop heard around the world.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Have you ever, like, just thought to yourself, I hate the person I've become? Because that was me this morning.
Mm.
I realized I hate this current version of Antoine Terrell because I was having a conversation about the weather.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, man, this rain this morning is just really throwing off my vibe. And I looked at him and I said, hey, well, you know, it's going to rain the rest of the day. It's supposed to rain until tomorrow and then clear up. I've become that old man that knows the weather and then shares the weather with everyone. I've made fun of that person my entire life. And now that's who I am. Now I know the weather.
You're Grandpa Antoine.
And I am offering up that information as if that question's being asked upon me.
I'm thinking maybe it has some to do with the little patches of gray that are peeking out through your beard.
Is
you think
that
that's it?
They're here.
Oh, man.
Here right now. Yeah, no, I just hate the person I am. I don't like that about me anymore. He sucks. Chris, what's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I feel like Coke Zero has it out for me. I'll explain because I'm kind of taking myself off coffee first thing in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you noticed, I haven't been to Starbucks for any this week. I'm just because my stomach has been feeling weird in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past week, I've been going to a place and they're out of Coke Zero every time I go. I ordered it one day and like after they were out of it the day before, I pull up the drive-thru. They're like, oh, this Coke Zero's not working. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take my second choice.
Yeah.
And then today, I'm like, well, I haven't been there in a couple of days, so maybe they have Coke Zero. It's still not working. And I'll pull up the window. I'm like, it's not meant for me to have Coke Zero from you. She's like, that's our most popular one right now. So I'm like, all right,
I love Coke Zero.
I'll take my alternative.
Yeah.
Of course, people listening right now, Coke Zero is trash. And
it's
terrible for you.
Oh, I'm listening right now, and I'm thinking the same exact thing. Coke Zero is trash.
I'll take Coke Zero over regular soda.
Oh, yeah. I love Coke Zero.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
It is National Pet Day. Happy National Pet Day to you, Chris.
You're welcome.
How are you celebrating?
By just giving my pet a great life. Look, for me, every day is National Pet Day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a parent when they're talking about the kid. Like, what are you doing for your kid today? Putting a roof over their head.
They get food.
They're not hungry.
They get love.
Paying their bills.
All right, well, with it being National Pet Day, there's a fun contest online right now that you can vote for the wackiest pet name in America. So before I give you some of the finalists, Chris, do you have like a random weird name? Because we know your dog's name is Harley.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a weird nickname or something you might call him?
I do, and I call him Booger Butt.
Booger Butt? Okay,
Booger
that's cute.
Butt.
Yeah, I'm like, come here. I'm like, hey, Booger Butt. Get over here, Booger Butt.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Booger Butt. That's his nickname. I don't know how I came up with that one day, but it was just like,
it's cute.
Booger Butt. Yeah,
I was actually a little nervous on how you might have come up with that one.
No.
But some of the finalists for this year's Wackiest Pet Names. Uh-huh. In the dog category, we have Boots with the Fur.
I like
that's
that.
Cute. I like that.
Another one in the dog category, Chug Chug Pickles. Nah. I have no clue. Another one is Lord Waddles.
Lord Waddles, I can see that.
Yeah. I can see that. It was a corgi, maybe.
Uh-huh.
In the cat category, we have the Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
Mm. Oh, that's cute.
I like that one. And I had to make sure I focused when I said it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Another one was Meow-nays instead of
Meow-nays.
Meow-nays. Uh-huh. Yep. And then Steph Curry instead of Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry.
Oh, yep. That's cute.
And then we have a guinea pig that's named Cow Pig. Which, if you look at a guinea pig,
yeah,
it does kind of look like a cow pig. Like,
yeah.
Like, it started off as a cow, but then it became a guinea pig.
It just stopped growing. And then there's an actual pig in the category called Snoop Hoggy Hog.
See, I'm all right with that.
That's cute.
That's the winner right there. All right. Uh-huh. Well, if you want to see all of the finalists or vote, because voting ends tomorrow, just go to petinsurance.com/wackypetnames. That's petinsurance.com/wackypetnames. And there's still time to enter your own. You have until tomorrow. Good night, dude.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, man, this is going to be a terrible one for parents, because there's a popular food that kids love that we need to toss out right away. Lunchables.
What?
Yes. They said Lunchables, they have high levels of lead. So they want to get them out of the schools, and they want people to start tossing them out of the fridge. They said even if you're using the ones, the Armor Lunch Makers, like the knockoff Lunchables, those too. There's so much sodium and lead. They're high levels.
How are they just discovering this? We've been eating Lunchables for years. And obviously the Lunchables taste good because they do have a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
Well, even on top of that, and I'm going to look and try to find the information, but I think that the Lunchables did this huge ad campaign over the past couple of years to say that Lunchables are healthier and that they can be a part of the school lunch to where schools can provide them. And I feel like there was a huge ad campaign that they spent a lot of money on saying that they're healthier.
Are you saying there's a lawsuit brewing? We're about to have a...
I feel that there's always a lawsuit brewing. I'm going to see if I can find that information, though.
Yeah, okay.
My thoughts on Lunchables, I don't hate them because that was the gateway drug to charcuterie boards for adults.
With that block of cheese that you had earlier? Yeah. Okay, so tell me how you feel about this. There's one restaurant that they're going to start adding labor fees to your bill.
Wait, on top of everything else, they said
want to combat rising costs, and they said that their goal is to one day do away with the tips and just have like servers be paid a regular amount because they get paid $5 an hour. But they said that they're going to add a 4% labor fee on your check, so they want other restaurants, I guess, to follow in with that.
So is that going to cancel out my tip then? Am I paying extra 4%?
You're paying extra 4%. Yeah, and you're tipping.
Okay, well then I don't like this then. I'm confused. I'm confused.
They're adding more fees.
Is it the labor fee, whatever the chefs are getting paid, whatever the bartender?
They said, the restaurant, they're calling it a transparency fee on the bill.
I tell you what, I got a middle finger fee. And I just want to.
You're not going to do it. It's the food's so good.
I mean, I'm going to do it because I don't want.
You have no choice.
Pretty soon, it's going to be so expensive to eat out that it'll be just cheaper to go catch your own food and prepare it. You know,
we're going back to Oregon Trail.
I'm gonna learn how. I'm gonna learn how to hunt.
There you go.
Okay, and Eminem, he's looking for all stands. Okay, so the thing is, he has he's working on a documentary to talk about his fans, those like diehard fans that are all about him. So he has a link on his Twitter account, basically saying, you know, click the link, answer some questions. We'll determine if you are one of those hardcore fans, stands, and include you in the documentary.
Let me ask you this. Growing up, and I don't know a lot of adults that probably do this. Maybe there is. But growing up, were you ever a member of an artist fan club?
I was not.
I was going to say I was part of Immature. Remember that band?
Yes, with Marcus Houston and
I was all about them. So
I was in the Goo Goo Dolls fan club.
Oh.
Yes, I joined their fan club.
What did you get?
I got t-shirts through them. I got special invitations to their shows. Basically, when you're in the fan club, that really benefits you if you go see the artist in concert because you get to do backstage stuff and meet the band.
Okay.
But I never really did that, but I felt cool. I was part of the Goo Goo Dolls fan club.
You were a part of it.
Yeah. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And next weekend is the Down by Downtown Music Festival that coincides with the Foot Leveler's Blue Ridge Marathon in downtown Roanoke. And next Friday night is the headliner show with Margo Price. And we've got your tickets into that show if you know our question of the day. Here it is. 55% of Americans trust this more than their education. Is it A, TV News, B, Google, or C, Facebook?
All right, we have Kaisha on the phone. Kaisha, what do you think that answer is?
I think it's B, Google.
All right, Kaisha's going with B, Google.
That is correct.
Yeah, we got it.
I think between Google and YouTube, we can figure out anything.
I know, that's right. You know, they always talk about people that post questions on social. I'm like, why are you posting that question for? You know you can go to Google.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I'm surprised the number's only at 55% because I've learned a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I got my high school diploma. I have my undergrad degree. I have a master's degree. Uh-huh. All of my education is on Google. Anything I've learned, I can search on Google.
All right, Kaisha, I have a question for you. How many times a day do you think you Google something?
Probably 20 times a day.
Oh, that's all right.
Wow. Okay. On average, people Google 5 basic questions every day. So you're above the average Googler.
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Okay. That explains it.
Have you heard of new math, Chris? Like, we gotta figure out these fractions.
Look, yes, new math is something else. Well, Kaisha, you have tickets to Down by Downtown, and you're going to see Margo Price. She's going to be at Elmwood Park April the 19th. K92.
Prepare to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
You want a telltale sign that a marriage might not work out?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's when the bride leaves with a man that's not the groom.
Well, do they look alike? Was she intoxicated?
Well, this video is going viral of a Florida woman. Her name is Aubrey, who just got married.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the reception, the bride and the groom, they typically run out.
Yep.
And everyone cheers, and there's confetti, uh-huh, and there's fireworks, there's sparklers,
seed or whatever.
And all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, Aubrey, she grabbed the wrong man and ran out with him. Yeah, here's a clip of the audience letting her know, hey, that's not your husband.
Yeah!
What? No, you got the wrong man.
Go get him.
You hear one man at the beginning said, you grabbed the wrong man.
Yeah, I hear
that.
Another
guy came in and said, go get him. They were all around her. Uh-huh. I guess she thought she grabbed her husband's hand. She pulled it and
she knew she
running.
Grabbed. Yep. She grabbed the right man.
It was one of the groomsmen. Mm-hmm. Should the groom be concerned about this?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Did she really grab the man she wanted to walk out of that chapel
at
the reception?
Yeah.
And she ran completely outside of the building that the reception was being held in. They ran all the way outside. Yeah. She had to come back inside.
She ran all the way outside to tell the groomsmen, hey, I didn't sign the papers yet. And they ran back in. Yeah.
How do you feel about that if you're the groom? Like, legitimately, obviously mistakes happen. But can you recover your first day together as husband and wife?
No, that's
she
a,
leaves
that's a
with
flag.
Another man.
No, but oof.
It sounds like she was probably drunk, and I'd say the groom had probably be drinking too. So
you become honest when you're drunk.
I tell you what, that best man became the best man, or either the worst man, depending on how you look at it. Did I do?
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah. So an important question for y'all. So if you have a party at your house. So many people are having fun. They're having a great time, but it's getting late and you're starting to hit that wall where it's time to go to sleep. How do you get people out of your home?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
That is, especially that's when you
what is your technique?
Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm about ready to be a party pooper.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can text in to 52353, by the way. You know, what is your thing? What is your go-to to get people out of your house? Do you just yell, get out? Or do you say,
what do you do, Monica? You set it off.
I go to sleep.
You go to sleep with people in your house.
I've had spades nights before. Antoine's been there before. He had a spades night, and I just went to bed. I'm like, I can't hang. Everybody's having a good time.
You just excused yourself and walked in the back, shut your bedroom door, and went to bed?
Yeah, I did.
Actually, yeah, the one night that she's talking about, she definitely... Now, I will say this. We did have a few beverages collectively as a group.
Yep.
And I will say that Monica might have had one more than I did and everyone else. And Monica went to sleep.
Oh, yes. I can't hang.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could fall asleep comfortably or even pass out, rather, with people in my home.
Yeah, that would be weird. I had to think about that. Like, that would be weird because I would never do that.
I think for me, if I'm trying to get someone out the house, I immediately start talking about what I need to do in the morning.
Mm-hmm,
like, I start really like, oh, man, 7 o'clock's going to be here before I even know it. Oh, I got to run to the DMV. I got to build a space shuttle. Like, I just start saying random things the next morning while cleaning up.
So,
like,
okay.
Hey, hand me that cup right there, man. Uh-huh.
So you're hoping that they pick up the hints that you're putting down,
yeah,
right?
I don't want to be rude. I want them to come back if I, you know, have another shindig.
Okay.
So I just try to, like, insinuate that I need to go to sleep.
Okay, well, then I will say that I think I'm that person that would not pick up the hint. Because I'm thinking about it now, and with my girlfriends, I'm at their house. I feel like I linger, I keep talking. They're ready for bed, but I'm not picking up the signals.
I don't think you can get off the phone. You don't pick up the signals when we're on the phone for you to get off the phone. I'm like,
I don't.
Right, well, I'm going to let you signals. Go. Well, let me tell you this one more. Like, Monica, pick up on my hints. I'm done talking.
You just
got
to tell me.
Okay, well, this is kind of my go-to to get people to get a hint that, well, I'm ready to wrap up for the night. You need to go. It's like, you're sitting down, you say, well, slap your knees and then stand up out of your chair.
Oh,
that's my go-to.
Okay, okay.
That's funny because that's my strategy when I'm about to leave someone's house.
Oh.
When I'm at, like, if I'm at Monica's house or if I'm at your place, Chris, if I'm going to leave, I'm like, well, all right.
Oh.
And then I stand up. Yeah. I've never tried that to get people out of my own
home. Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, time for me to head to the bedroom and go to bed.
Oh, because I can say that I probably still wouldn't pick up that hint.
Nope.
And, you know, and Sarah Arono texted into 52353, and she says, I go to sleep. She does the same thing. So she has the Irish exit. I didn't know it was called that.
It was the Irish exit in your own home? Like, I do that all the time. That's my favorite thing, an Irish goodbye, where I just leave and I don't tell anyone I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
I
in
just
your own
disappear.
Home.
But I didn't know you could do that in your own home.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and text it. Continue to text at 52353. Let's discuss. How do you get people out of your house?
Or you can call 540-774-9236 and be a part of our conversation. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we're talking about how to get people out of your house. You're tired. The party is over, at least for you.
Yes.
But so how do you get people to exit?
Yeah.
And yeah, we asked you to, you know, text us at 52353 or call at 540-774-9236 and give us your technique.
All right, we got Janelle on the phone. Let's see if we can learn something from Janelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You had the party. Everyone is at your crib. We partying up. We living life.
It's a bunch of Monicas at your house. What are you going to do?
Call the police.
No way.
That's what you better do. Call the police.
Janelle. Well, aside from calling the police on my own house, I start cleaning up the party. Ask people if they're done with their drinks, grab their plates. Start breaking it down, basically, putting things in the sink and the trash. And usually people get the message, and sometimes they even start helping to clean up.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Janelle, I'm that person. I see you cleaning. I will jump in and help you clean. And then as you sit down to relax, I sit down with you to relax. So that's the problem. I know that's a bad thing that I'm doing. I need to, like, wake up and get that hint to go home.
I guess I just don't stop to sit down till people are out the door. You just kind of hover by the door after.
now it's funny because, Janelle, could you imagine? You just had this party. Monica's over there. You are cleaning up, and you sit down on that couch, and you go, woo! And then right beside you, Monica sits down and goes, woo! Girl, we are having a blast there. Now, I will say that does sometimes bite me in the butt because I use that similar strategy as I shared of cleaning up. The problem is sometimes I clean up while the party's going on just because I don't like the mess. So if trash starts to accumulate, I'm cleaning up anyway.
Yeah.
So it makes it harder for them to know that I'm saying, hey, get out of my house. I'm done with
you. They're like, oh, Antoine's just cleaning. Keep the party going.
Plastic tablecloths and stuff so that you're like taking the whole party apart, the tablecloths and everything.
Yeah.
You got to break the whole thing down. The folding table got to come down and everything. Well, thank you.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for that, Janelle. You have a great day, okay?
You as well.
I'll see you at the next party, Janelle.
right.
She literally just changed the address to wherever that party was.
Yeah, so I don't know about you guys, but something that my dad used to do when I was a kid, I had a bunch of friends over and everyone had been hanging out at the house too long. My dad would start flashing all the lights in every room.
Oh,
the classroom.
But I'm like, disco.
Yeah. Like if we were down in the living room or den or wherever hanging out, he'd come in there just start flashing the lights.
Oh.
You know, we need to ask you, Monica. We started this with you. We need to end it with you. What is a 100% way to get you out of the house after a party? Because, you know, Chris's dad is flashing the lights. Uh-huh. Me and Janelle, we're cleaning up. None of that's working. How do we get you the heck out of our house?
You're going to have to open the door and, like, leave me outside. And then I'm like, oh, we're outside? And I'll see my car, and I'm like, oh.
We literally have to push Monica out the front door.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, first off, I want to start off by saying that I know OCD can be debilitating to some people, and it's actually a very serious thing, so I'm not making fun of OCD because I've had some serious OCD issues myself.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, I had to flip a light switch 4 times if I was turning it on or off.
Right.
I weaned myself off of it. I'm like, after I talked to my therapist, they're like, well, try it 3 times and see if everything's still good. Because I'm like, if I don't do it 4 times, something bad's going to happen.
Yes,
and
I
eventually
yes.
worked my way down to just doing it once and nothing bad ever happened.
Look, it's difficult as a kid. I mean, you know, not to veer off, but I am veering off. But I used to have my books in line on the bookshelf and they were not straight enough for me. And so I got to a point where I had to call. I told one of my teachers, I said, I think I need to go home and make sure my curling iron isn't plugged. But I need to look at my books.
Yeah, but still one of these serious OCD symptoms I have is I have repetitive thoughts in my head. Like if something's bothering me, that scenario keeps playing over my head. It'll do it for like 6 hours. So when I come in the morning and say I had thoughts running through my head and
they
couldn't
really
sleep
running.
That's what I was experiencing. But gotcha. I'd rather focus on the more fun and lighthearted OCD things. And something happened to me that triggered my OCD yesterday on a Zoom. I was watching, it was like 4 of us on the Zoom, and the host was talking in her office.
Okay.
Well, all I could focus on was the crooked pictures behind her on the wall.
Was that done on purpose for, like, you know?
I don't know. I was thinking, was there an earthquake right before the Zoom? Because they were so messed up. It's like, how do you not notice that your pictures are not straight?
Yeah, that would distract me the entire time. Oh, I would not be able to focus.
There was one point during the Zoom where I was so focused on the picture. And then she had said, Chris, what's your thoughts on that? I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Like, yeah, you should have told her. Yeah. Like, are you going to fix that?
No.
Leveler. That's my fault.
No. No, but I was like, that's all I could focus on. And like when I hang up pictures in my house, they have to be so perfect. I put a little measuring stick in between each picture, because I actually have some mixed tiles on a wall in my kitchen that kind of go down in a straight line.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, one will kind of get off. And I'm always checking that.
I'll check it
multiple times. But yeah. Pictures have to be straight, and if I see pictures crooked on somebody's wall that I'm available to fix it, I'm gonna go fix it.
Zooms are really tough in general because I look at everything in your background.
Yeah,
if you give me something else to look at that's not your face, that's where I'm gonna be focused.
Yeah, I'm gonna be all up in your house.
That's why I think it's best to have either you're on the beach background, that fake beach, or just do a blur so you can't see the chaos behind me.
I support that.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
We've had some really good confessions on the show lately, and we want yours. Text your confession to 52353, or you can call 540-774-9236. You can be anonymous. Or a lot of people send in voice memos. Just record it on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. And we're kicking it off today with a voice memo.
So this may sound horrible, but I somewhat wish my husband worked a lot more, like 24 hours a day. He's a good guy, but when I'm home alone with the kids, everything just seems to run smoothly. Everything goes well. We're never late places. The kids aren't fighting. But something changes when he comes home. The dynamic just shifts. I get much more stressed out. He's complaining about the silliest things. The kids start fighting. And it's not like he's a bad guy. And like I said, I love him, but just sometimes I think I wish he worked even more.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, I'm tempted to say, you better run and get out of that. Because, I mean, that doesn't sound, that's no peace.
Yeah,
it sounds like peace there,
sounds
you know?
Like dad is chaos.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or she's chaos. And dad comes home, and she just doesn't realize because she's used to the chaos. And then dad comes home,
that's
and dad's like, you know what? Let's straighten this out. And now everyone's
life's too short to be unhappy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say. All right,
we got a couple of text messages here too.
Yeah, this one is it's funny. I'm not surprised by it, but it's funny. It texted to 52353. Confession says, I work in a local high school, and I confiscate so many vape pens. I haven't had to buy one all school year. That doesn't surprise me.
That was to keep them.
You're supposed to throw them away.
Yes.
You're not supposed to keep them for your own use. But when I worked at a school, you know, I used to confiscate candy because the kids weren't allowed
to
have
candy.
So, I mean, in my drawer, in my desk, I had a few extra Twix and gummy bears and everything. It happens.
Okay, and there's another text. My sister's ex is a lying, cheating D-bag. He came into the bar where I work a few weeks ago on a Tinder date. When he was in the restroom, I informed his date of his crimes. She left before he came back. I've got no regrets.
Ooh. Sister's got another sister's back.
There you go.
Stay away from that toxic man. All right, let's roll into another voice memo we got.
My beautiful little daughter, though I love her, is not the smartest. And she is getting straight A's right now because I am sleeping with her middle school teacher. And
what?
I did not meet her middle school teacher at a parent conference or in person. I met her on Tinder. So that happened. And the worst part about it all is I really enjoy it, but I had to confess it.
Listen, bruh, I said you can confiscate the vape pens and the candies, not the teachers. You can't be confiscating the music teachers.
That is something big to admit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parents thinking,
trying to figure out who the music teachers are.
Yeah. All right, we got more covert confessions on the way along with a caller standing by.
While I was out on a date with a girl, I pooped my pants.
Oh my gosh. We're going to hear that confession coming up next on K92.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thangs Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, before we get to the caller we have standing by for a very embarrassing confession, we have a couple of text messages.
Mm-hmm. One text rolled in to 52353 that says, I went to view a house for sale, and it was the home of a guy who had bullied me all through high school. Hope sure he brushed his teeth really good that night.
They did something to his toothbrush.
Mm.
Are we being?
I mean,
come on.
I know.
It's at high school. We're different people now.
Are we?
Obviously not. So. Look, sometimes revenge is best served on a toothbrush. All right, here's another text we got. I'm a carpenter of 15 years and still have to say righty tighty and lefty loosey in my head when working with screws.
You better stop laughing. Get them chuckles out your voice right now.
Is Antoine's confession?
Every single time. I don't care if I'm using a screwdriver or if I'm just turning something by hand. Every single time in my head, I say righty tighty, lefty loosey. Every single time. 100% of the time I say it, and you guys better not judge me
anything.
For it.
Say anything.
All right, Jeez. We have a caller standing by. Good morning. What's your confession?
Okay, so while I was out on a date with a girl I was really into, I pooped my pants.
Wow.
We need to know more. Okay, explain.
Okay, I can be brutally honest with you guys. So it's this girl I've been wanting to go out with for like a really long time. And I don't know if it was because I was nervous or I was actually like a little bit sick, but something was just like not sitting right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've all had that happen to us.
Yeah. So I, not to be too graphic with you guys.
Thank you.
I'm sitting there at the dinner table and I lift a cheek to pass gas thinking like, I'm just going to relieve some of that pressure.
Oh,
you know
Lord.
What I mean? And it ain't gas that comes out.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, and then what do you do? You know what I mean? There's no coming back from that, obviously.
Yeah, so what did you do?
So I'm starting to smell, and I know that if I don't something up super quick, that, like, I'm done. So I excuse myself to the bathroom, and I get myself, like, cleaned up as best as I can. I throw the underwear in the trash in the bathroom, super red-faced, and I'm like, I kind of cut the date short, you know, and pray.
Yeah, I think at that point, you should have just, like, went to your car, drove home, and that had been the end of it. Like, that was just, That was one you just got to chalk up to the game. You lost that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did, right? Like, I went home. I didn't call her. I didn't get a second. I mean, I didn't expect one. But I'm telling you guys because nobody else in my actual life is going to ever know that, hopefully. Knock on wood everywhere I can. So I just told it to the radio to get it off my chest.
That's probably one of the best confessions we've had in a while, I'm just going to say. And we appreciate you sharing that horrible story.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone has a story like that. They just don't tell it.
We need more confessions like that. That's a fun confession.
No, I'm sorry. That one's going to the grave.
That's good.
That's going to the grave with me if that ever happens.
All right. We would love to use your confession on the next episode of Covert Confessions. Three ways you can get us yours. You can text it to 52353. We don't need your name or anything, just your confession. You can also call 540-774-9236. Or you can record a voice memo on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. It's time to give away a 4-pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs game. They're going to be in the playoff game tomorrow night at home at the Berglund Center.
All right, and we got Miranda who's trying to win the 4-pack of tickets. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
All right, Miranda, you have to make a choice right now. You have to pick myself, Monica, or Chris. Who do you want to partner up with for K92's Wordplay?
Let's do Monica.
All right, Monica.
All right.
If you win these tickets, Miranda, will it be your first Rail Yard Dogs game of the season, or have you been a time or two?
It won't be my first.
It won't be your first. You are an avid dog fan. Okay, well, they're going to need you in the building because they're down 0-1. They lost the first game on Tuesday night, so we got to get this win tomorrow. So what's going to happen is Monica's in the soundproof chamber. I'm going to give her random words when she comes out. She's going to say the first thing that pops in her head. You just have to predict what she's going to say. Your first word is baby. What's Monica going to say when I tell her baby?
Baby doll.
Baby doll. Your second word, fruit, F-R-U-I-T, fruit?
Loop.
Fruit loop. How about dance?
Dance off.
Dance off. Okay, a little dance battle at the club. Miranda might have done that, you know, in college or something, now these dance battles. How about phone, P-H-O-N-E, phone?
Call.
Phone call. And then the last one is always a celebrity or, you know, fictional character, whatever. Who is Monica going to think of when I give her the name of Dwayne?
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
The way you said that, Miranda, sounds like you are a fan of The Rock.
Oh, you should always be the fan of The Rock.
I love it. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You just have to get 2 out of 5 correct to win a 4-pack of tickets.
All right, come on, Monica.
Monica. Miranda's cheering you on. She's like, okay. Come on, let's do this.
All right, I'm ready.
She's trying to get there. She's trying to cheer on her dogs.
I'm ready to do it.
All right, Monica, your first word, baby.
Okay, I'm going to go baby back ribs. Oh, no, I'm not going with that. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with baby bed, baby crib.
You're going baby crib?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you give us like 3 answers.
I gave you all kinds of stuff. All right, well, baby crib.
What? All 3 answer. Of those answers.
Baby sling, baby.
Miranda, what was your answer?
It was baby doll.
Baby doll.
Baby doll. Okay.
Baby bed, baby crib, baby back ribs. Baby be gone. All right. Your second word. You got to get 2 out of these last 4, Monica, for your for Miranda's chance. Fruit.
Ooh. Go for a, you know what? I'm going to say Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop? Okay.
See, I could go for some Fruit Loops.
All right. I see.
Dry Miranda, cereal.
Miranda, what did you say?
I said Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one will be like Fruit Cup.
There we go, Monica.
I don't think I've ever had Fruit Loops before. Like, thinking what? About it as a kid.
Are you
I don't
serious?
You never had a Fruit Loop.
I don't think I've ever had it. I don't know. I could be making that up. Could be a lie. Anyway, moving on to
call your
3.
Mother.
Antoine, did you ever have Fruity Pebbles? Because they're similar.
I can promise
Fruity
you.
Fruity Pebbles and Fruit Loops. What?
I can promise you right now, Shirley has never purchased a box of Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles. It was Cheerios.
Oh,
that
Cheerio
was the only
house.
Thing. And maybe Frosted Cornflakes. But anyway, the next word is dance.
Dance. Oh, I don't want to dance with somebody. Okay, I'm going to go dance hall.
Dance hall. Oh, good gracious. How
I know.
Are you?
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's
old.
The first thing that came to mind. Dance hall.
Hall.
I'm going to dance hall.
Miranda's too young for a dance hall. Miranda, what did you say?
I said dance off.
Dance off. That's
dance
what I said.
Off. No, you said
that's
dance.
What I said. That's what said. See, that's what I said.
Oh, so we all lying today. Oh, that's cool. That works. How about phone?
Phone. Phone call, phone case, phone. I'm going with A phone call.
You're going with a phone call? Miranda, what did you go with, Miranda?
Phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, let's finish it out.
Hey, we'll do the last one. I was going to do it anyway because Miranda loves this next person. Dwayne.
The Rock Johnson. Is that who it is?
You said it the same way she did. She said it as if she was looking right in his eyes, right at that eyebrow.
Miranda said it like Dwayne The Rock Johnson is her boo.
Yeah. Have you seen his breakfast?
I wasn't looking at the eyebrow.
She was looking at the pancakes on his plate because he likes big breakfasts.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Those are the pancakes she was looking at.
All right. Okay, so Miranda, you got the tickets to see the Rail Yard Dogs tomorrow night at the Berglund Center from K92.
All right. Thank you so much, Monica.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
We have two different stories today. One is about puppies. And when I say puppies, I actually mean senior dogs, because there's this place in Nashville. It's called the Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary. They take in senior dogs that have medical issues. It opened in 2012, and it is completely funded by donations. Well, this year, it was their 12th year anniversary. So what they did, they threw the dogs a senior prom and called it the Geezer Gala, where employees and donors dressed up as well as the pups, and they even had a prom king and queen.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, they waited until their 12-year anniversary because your prom, your senior year of high school, is typically your 12th year, unless you have a few issues, and it might be a little bit later. But so they wanted to do the prom this year.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is the kind of party I want to be invited to.
Okay.
That right there.
You want to go to the Geezer Gala.
Heck yeah, I do.
All right. And then we also, you know, speaking of proms and stuff, it is prom season. So, you know, a lot of teachers are there chaperoning and stuff. And you sometimes forget about the impact that your teachers have on you. Well, there is one teacher, a retired science teacher, who made a promise to his kids starting in 1978 that on Monday, when we had the solar eclipse, that he wanted them to watch it together as a group. So every grade that he had from 1978 and on, he was like, circle this on your calendar. We're going to get together.
Yeah.
And who knew? Come Monday, when the solar eclipse was taking place, 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him. He even had it catered. Here he is talking about the event.
I said, hey, why don't you circle this April 8th, 2024 eclipse? And you know what? We're going to get together on that. And my kids looked at me like I was crazy. When I had these kids, they were ninth graders. I have a lot of gratitude now that this eclipse is supporting the fact that there's reunions happening. There's people sharing stories and they're reconnecting with each other. It's beautiful.
Aw.
That's just cute that they all got together.
And there were some people burning their eyes out because they weren't wearing glasses.
And you know what's funny? The first thing I thought about is because he made a promise to his ninth grade teachers. It makes me think about my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Thacker, that made all of us promise to her that when we made it rich and famous, we'd buy her a convertible with a red ribbon on top.
Okay, so has it happened?
I don't know. I didn't do
you
it.
You didn't check it?
I'm here.
We need an update.
If I'm buying someone a convertible, you think I'm working every single day? But shout out to all the teachers, especially Patrick. He's out here just throwing solar eclipse parties and everything.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And 55% of Americans trust this more than their education. And this makes me a bit nervous. 55% of Americans actually trust Google more than their education.
And that makes you nervous?
Yeah, because you pay to have this education by experts. Yet, if you Google something, is it really true or not? That's kind of like, I'm not going to go to school. I'm just going to YouTube and learn how to do everything.
You go to Google and then you're like, well, this article seems a little shady. Let me Google another one.
Listen, Google is just my real life calculator. Because I paid all that money for all those math classes and college and things like that. And now I got a calculator right here. Could have saved myself some time and did other things.
Without Google. Where's the world?
Google is my education. I'm just going to assume that everything on Google is true.
Now, I'm not exactly frowning upon this idea, because if you think about it, people spend a lot of money to go to school and they're in student debt for years. And a lot of people who go get an education in a certain career field don't end up doing that because, I don't want to do that. And they're burdened with all this debt. So I do think the second best thing is Google and YouTube.
After the education, because you said that this makes you nervous that 55% of the people prefer Google over their education. So you are still weary of it.
Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to follow along because you supported it afterwards, but at first you're like, it scared you. So I was just confused on what stance you were taking.
Look, I'm going to support either side, really. There's really.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, look, I'm going to support you for what you want to do. I meant that as I can see the pros and cons of each, is how I meant that.
I am going to hate it and love it at the same time.
Look, there's plenty of things I hate and love at the same time.
Because a 50 Cent song, isn't it?
Hate it or love it. Yes.
Yes. So what I want to do here, we're speaking of Google, I'm going to type in something in Google. I want to see if you can guess what people are Google searching.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And we got to lean into your algorithm too. Okay.
All right, let's do it. So why do I
sneeze all the time?
I'm going to say, why do I hurt? Why do I hurt?
Okay. You guys aren't way off. The top search, why do I feel nauseous?
Okay, so right there was some kind of sickness or
illness. Okay, I think I was kind of close. Why do I hurt and nausea? That's kind of pain.
Why do I have diarrhea?
Okay, well.
No, I'm waiting for a comment on that. Yeah, look.
Well, my comment is, Google, especially if you're logged into your Gmail, it kind of goes to your own algorithm when you type in those Google searches. Chris, has your stomach been hurting lately over the past like couple of weeks or something?
Yes, you guys know that. Okay, and why do I owe taxes this year?
Oh,
that's the worst.
Yeah, you owe money.
I slam the keyboard every time that happens.
And followed by, why do I sweat so much?
Give us another one. Give us something different.
All right, how about what goes with
soup?
What, no, Monica?
What goes with soup?
Ain't nobody searching
grilled
that.
Cheese sandwich
a
today.
Trash can.
Oh,
is it soup? Before
well,
I get
actually,
mine.
Monica, yes, it's the what goes with potato soup.
What?
Yes. What? That is hilarious.
You know what? People are asking that because no one's eating it. So they're like, what else do I put with this crap to make it delicious?
Now, Antoine, I will give you a hint because I want an answer from you. These are all kind of food related.
Okay.
So other than potato soup, what goes with, what do you think came up?
What goes with barbecue?
No.
I'll say burger and fries, a milkshake.
Nope. Mm. Potato soup is followed by chilies, tacos, and pork chops.
Okay, so until you got to the pork chops,
goes with soup?
It ain't nothing I'm really eating.
Look at y'all Googling.
Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault on K92. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 944.
I'm going to say it's not my fault if you guys see me in a couple of weeks and I got a little bit of a belly, a little bit of a gut. Because what I got to stop doing, I got to stay off of TikTok while we're off the air listening to music and stuff. Because I was just on TikTok and one of the comedians that I appreciate, Kevin on stage, was doing a review of the Crazy Puffs.
Oh, Little Caesars.
I'd never heard of them.
Oh, you haven't?
Never seen them.
I heard they're delicious.
Watching this video, I'm like, I need to get some.
Yes, I know. I've seen those puffs way too many times. And also, I watch a woman eat tomatoes. I like the way she eats tomatoes. It's so stupid. I know. That's the thing about TikTok. You'll like find the most random thing and just be just set on it.
I wasn't even hungry. But now I'm starving right now. I'm looking up to see what time Little Caesars opens.
Did you watch him? Did you watch how he dipped those puffs?
They were so good, Monica. They were so good, Chris, that when he took a bite, some of the tomato sauce came out into his beard.
And
he
has
a
taste
big
it.
Beard. I could not taste it. But he wiped it out of his beard with his hand and then licked his fingers. That's how.
That's my type of guy right there.
Look, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But I just had to show you guys that
I know what you're talking about.
My stomach is growling.
Yeah.
But look, check it out. This tomorrow, we have a great show because tomorrow is the last chance to win some tickets to cheer on your Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs for the first home plate playoff game tomorrow night.
Yes, they're going to get that President's Cup. They're going
to
do it.
Back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to win tomorrow night, so we need a big crowd to cheer them on.
Yeah, so get those tickets with K92's Wordplay, 820. Are you still watching Puffs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I looked down to make sure it wasn't
distracted.
On my screen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Friday, so we want to know why you are feeling good, what has you feeling good heading into the weekend. So just be ready to text in and call in tomorrow. Be a part of the conversation. Send us into the weekend with good vibes. We're going to do that tomorrow, as well as your last chance to get some Down by Downtown tickets.
Yep, that'll be at 6:40 tomorrow with our question of the day. If you get the answer correct, we'll get you in to see Margot Price next Friday night.
So many things to do, so many things to look forward to. So before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nugget. Stop doubting yourself. Work hard and make it happen. After you eat some puffs.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear anything Caesars. You said. I'm just trying to see what time they open.
Are you going to dip it in a marinara or a ranch? Because he had ranch, I believe, in that video.
I'm definitely doing marinara.
Okay.
I'm not in a ranch.
Some people like the ranch. I seen a ranch fountain for pizza.
Why ruin anything with ranch?
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to dip their pizza in ranch. I just can't. Everyone says, oh, it's so good that way.
I've heard
that
too.
Yeah.
I don't like ranch, but it's so funny because people are heading to work right now, getting ready. They're literally in their bathrooms getting ready for work, and we're talking about pizza and lunch.
Yep.
They're like, I am trying to straighten my hair out. And now I'm hungry. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.